The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." They replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people." Now the men there numbered about 5,000. Then he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then, taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord.
So as I was saying before Mass, there's a lot to say about the Eucharist, the most precious body and blood of Christ. So I thought we would just say something from each of the centuries the Church has been celebrating it. That should only take about 45 minutes. Through all my reading and study, it just gets more beautiful. I wish you all had like a week to read and study just about what the Church has taught about the Eucharist, what the Church has experienced, the inspiration the saints have gained. This thing we do at Mass that makes us so Catholic, right? Gathered around the altar of Christ to feast on his body and blood is beyond miraculous. It really is just amazing. But I couldn't find a whole lot that you could walk away with without handing you, like the Summa Theologica, the writings of St. Augustine, the lives of the saints. And we have all of this in our library, so please, come on over. I decided to just take a look at one little phrase. That what was is no longer. What was bread and wine is, in fact, no longer. It is the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And from the beginning, the Christian community has been gathering in homes and in churches that we might feast on his word and on his body and blood. John Paul II, in his ministry to us as Pope, called for a renewal of processions, of taking Christ in the Eucharist out into the community, in procession. I think he visioned Poland, right, where every person, well, 98% of them are Catholic, so the entire town would show up for the procession. Well, we got to work on that. We're like 9 to 10% Catholic here in Juneau. So if all of us show up, it'll still be just kind of a small crowd. But all the more to do it. All the more that the people of the city and around the world might know that Christ is here in their midst. I think you know family or friends or even yourself who would long to touch Jesus and be touched by him. Amen? Right? In those desolate places, the apostles are like, "Lord, send them away. This is a scary, desolate place. There's nothing here." And Jesus is like, "Feed them yourselves." And they're like, "Oh no." How often do we not feel up to the task? to meet the needs of our own family, let alone the needs of a hungry, violence-torn world. And Jesus says, what you little you have will be more than enough. Actually, it'll be incredibly abundantly more than enough. Because what once was on the altar as bread and wine is no longer. At the beginning of the 20th century, when Pius X was pope for 11 years, a father and a daughter were walking across St. Peter's Square. And the daughter really, really wanted to receive the Eucharist, but she was only 6 or 7. And at the time, the Eucharist was reserved for those who had been confirmed, which was at 14 to 18 year old. And so it was going to be a long wait. And the dad was kind of frustrated trying to explain the long wait to his daughter, why she couldn't receive Jesus in the Eucharist. And he saw the Pope and he said, the Pope will tell you. That'll set it straight. You can't go higher than the Pope, right? It must have been a different world when the Pope was just wandering around and you could ask him questions. So Pius X hears the frustration of the father, looks to the daughter, and he must have been on his way to a sick call because he was carrying the Eucharist with him. He takes Jesus out of the pyx and asks the daughter, who is this? And she says, Jesus. And he gave her her first communion. And then he changed the law. The children, at the age of reason, would receive first communion. Now, he didn't move confirmation to a lower age, so we still have the sacrament hanging out here, disconnected from the table in a way. But he said, not enough people are receiving the Eucharist. This is medicine for people who are in need. Think of those who ate the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, right? Well satisfied, had all their needs taken care of. No, they'd been out there in some of the gospel passages for a few days. They were definitely hungry and thirsty and in need of not only Christ's teaching, but physical nourishment. That's what we'll receive from the altar. What was once there as bread and wine is no longer. It's the body and blood of Christ. But there's a little bit more we need to do. We come forward for communion. Amen? And then something amazing happens. Because what we were once, kind of broken vessels, is no longer. We are filled with the very glory of God. And we are the body of Christ for the world. We receive communion and then it's like, go home, right? I mean, it's like the last thing we do and then you're dismissed to carry that Eucharist out into the world. Hence the call for processions. But every one of you, as you leave here, leaves as a living tabernacle of Christ's body, blood, soul, and divinity. Let us carry that presence into a world that needs it, that in fact is kind of deserted and desolate at times without Christ's presence. Let us be the body and blood of Christ for all those places of need.